It's just coming up to nearly 11:30, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Jana Krapkova, who is the Dementia Care Manager of The Beeches, who are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM, and we thank you very much for your support. So good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too.
Didn't bring any cakes in from the cake shop, I see.
I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you're allowed to eat those.
Oh, well.
Dietary requirements, well, we cater for those as well.
Well, next time I'll put my order in before you come in. So you've come in to talk about the beeches today. For people who might not know who the beeches are, tell us about the beeches first of all.
So Beeches is a care home which is part of the Signature Group, which is a luxury care provider. Our building is amazing, but it's also much with the care we provide. So we are able to sort of look after people who might have no needs and only need companionship, to people who might be at the end of their lives. As we are duly registered, that allow us to have nursing staff on duty 24 hours a day, so we can cater for anything.
Yep. And this, when you're looking at the beeches, this is the high-end care, beautiful spaces, great staff as well. Everyone's always smiling. And the apartments are big as well, tall ceilings. They're not like little boxes.
They're not.
They've got lovely windows, and they've got big corridors as well, isn't it? So it's more like a home from home.
It is. It's, some people do describe it as a hotel rather than a care home.
Yeah. And they've all got individual outside each apartment. You've got pictures so people know who staff going in, know who people are, and they've got their names, and it's kind of like their own front doors, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We treat it as their front doors. This is our residence home, and we're there to help them with what they need.
Now, that's about the beeches. So you're an award winner. So tell us about your role at the beaches.
So my role is a dementia care manager. So I'm in charge of our dementia community, which is called Woodlands, where we can look after up to 25 residents who are living with dementia and need the support.
And what sort of activities and things do you do?
So it all starts with the assessment. We make sure that the resident or a potential resident is assessed prior to coming to us, so we know when they come in what care they will need, and we have the enough staff and all the equipment in place to look after them. We speak with the families. We work closely with the family because on most occasions the residents themselves cannot tell us what their needs are. So we speak with the family and create a person-centered care plan, sort of looking at their history, which is very helpful for us to look after them in the present now, because sometimes they, with dementia, you revert back to your younger years.
Yeah.
And it's very important for us to know the history, to understand what they're trying to tell us now.
And you've got lots of activities that go on as well.
So we have a dedicated team in the beaches for activities which staff member is allocated to the dementia unit, and they do a lot of different activities. Again, it is about what the residents like, what they engage with, and they can be sort of made for the ability of the residents.
Mm.
So instead of doing numbers bingo, we might do a picture bingo, which might be a bit easier for the residents to go with.
Yeah. And last time I was in there, there was a group of people going out to do some bowling, I think, on the coach. There was about 30 people. But as you said, the residents there in the community, they decide what activities. So if they want to have a soul singer in, or they want a bit of Motown, or do cookery, that's what they get. It's not just what somebody from the activity team says they've got to do.
So our activity team go with the flow. Sometimes you might have a planned activity and the residents don't want to engage in those, so we'll just swap around and do whatever the residents want to do. And we know that music, art therapy, and a bit of movement is the best for our residents.
Yep, and there's always something going on at the beaches. They do have a little brochure that comes out with what's coming up for the next month. Tell us about, you skipped over very neatly over your award. So tell us the award that you won.
So back in 2017, when I became a dementia care manager, I was fortunate enough to land the job. The relatives of the residents we looked after has actually put me forward for for this award, and it was the National Care Awards, and I was I won the Dementia Care Manager of the Year.
Wow! And were you there on the night?
I was there on the night. I had to have an interview prior to that. I don't know what I said that made them choose me, but obviously what I do is recognized, which is really nice.
And you were really surprised, were you? Because you are an assuming character.
Yeah, I didn't think I will win, because at that time I was about 6 months in the post as a manager, my first manager's job, and it was even I felt privileged to be even nominated and get into the final five, and to win was absolute shocker for me.
Yeah, and grateful, obviously great for the Beaches as well to have an award winner there.
Absolutely.
Managing their dementia care. Now the restaurants, you've got is it two restaurants and a cafeteria?
So we have, as you walk into the Beaches, you have a nice cafeteria where everyone's welcome to help themselves, tea, coffee, cakes and savouries as well. Then we have a restaurant, La Plata, and also bistro on the second floor.
And what for people with dementia, what happens? They get menus every day, or
up on our unit, we have actually our own kitchen and a restaurant or a dining area, which we actually serve our food in. So if our residents wants to go downstairs to restaurant or the bistro, they are more than welcome to. But most of them actually prefer to stay in the same group, where they might feel more comfortable, because taking them out of their environment, which they are used to and know, can be quite distressing for some.
Yeah.
So we are at the moment working on our dementia strategy and looking at the sort of dining experience, making sure that it's where it needs to be and to match exactly what we are doing in the restaurant in the main assisted living to be matched up on the dementia unit as well. So our menu is brought up as they would be in the restaurant. Our residents choose their meals either from the menu or from show plates. So the food is already served up and they just point whatever they want, as again, not all of them might be able to understand what is written down for them.
And if there's a family member listening out there that might have somebody who has dementia, or a partner, what was the sort of procedure to come along to the Beaches? How does that work?
So they can definitely find us on the internet, type up in the Beaches Brentford and we will come up. We have a client liaison managers who are there to support the people throughout their search for care homes and finding the right place for their loved ones. And then we will talk them through, basically looking at a medical summary assessment and then the moving in process.
Lovely. So how has the interview been, Jana? Was that not too bad?
I was scared before, but I feel more at ease now.
Because you know it's coming to an end. So well done for getting the award, and well done for all the care and the wonderful things that you do at the Beaches. I know a lot of very happy people there. I actually was down there, as I was saying, a little while ago, and one of the residents, her son was there, and I said, how long have you been here? She said, I've been here for 3 weeks. She went, it was the best decision I made.
That's really nice to hear.
Really. So, yeah, a lot of happy people there. So do check it out online. You will find all the details if you go to Signature Care Homes, and you can look up the Beaches, which is in Brentwood, or type in the Beaches and you will find it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Will you be coming back, do you think?
I think I might.
Excellent. Right, coming up next, we've got some Halsey.